Powerful People. Encyclopedia Galactica presents biographies of notable people in the galaxy. This week, Zachary Hudson. The truth is that you cannot escape adversity. You have to stand up and face it. That's how you get stronger. That's how you learn. Maybe you miss a meal or two. Maybe your kids have dirty faces and shabby clothes. If that's what it takes to get you looking for work, then so be it. I'm not going to insult you by pitying you, because I know you can do better, and you know it too. Thus spake Zachary Hudson, speaking 8 years before he was unexpectedly elected federal president. He's arguably the most powerful person in the galaxy, but where did he come from? What's his backstory? Hudson didn't really have a parental home. His family lived on board their ship, trading from one system to another. His parents must have had a ready supply of performance enhancers, as Zachary was the eldest of 6 children. He likes to tell stories of how he was left to guard the ship's cargo, armed only with a rifle. His parents would have been better off teaching him how to use the pulse lasers, really. Hudson also likes to tell how his family would survive times when the trading wasn't so good by hunting big game. But Hudson makes it very clear that his family never broke any poaching laws and was willing to go hungry and even die of starvation rather than break the law. The young Zachary never even did anything as reckless as running through a field of wheat. But he recalls that he admired the federal military so much that even as a child he would sell his parents' wares to soldiers for a hefty discount. He recalls an incident when his family's freighter was denied docking permission repeatedly for 24 hours solid. His family, honourable to a fault, did not re-log to attempt to re-instance. By the time they were allowed to dock, their entire cargo of animal products had turned into fertiliser. The young Hudson saw this as a call to political arms. Not only would he fight bureaucracy, he'd also fight taxes that penalised honest traders, and he'd fight welfare payments that discouraged layabouts from getting an honest job. Fast forwarding 83 years from his birth in 3301, President Hudson had become a leading congressman in the Republican Party. Fostering excellent ties with the federal military despite never having served himself, Hudson is close buddies with many of the top brass in the Federal Navy. In particular, he's close friends with Admiral Lucas Vincent, the man who bombed the Onionhead fields of Lucca, something that then-Federal President Jesmina Halsey claimed she didn't order. The resulting kerfuffle weakened Halsey's grip on power. But what really did for her was a presidential flight exploding into a million tiny pieces when both she and her vice president, Ethan Naylor, were touring the frontier systems. Being lost, presumed dead, did not improve Halsey's ability to govern very much, and her acting replacement, Felicia Winters, wasn't up to much either. Hudson, sadly, felt that it was his duty to replace the weak, indecisive liberal leadership with a strong federal government, one with a sense of purpose, and with a Zachary Hudson in charge. So strong was his conviction that he was the right man for the job that Congress voted him right in, and there he remains to this day. He was supposed to undergo a statutory vote of no confidence after 4 years, but this doesn't appear to have happened, and no one in Congress seems to have been brave enough to ask him why not. His term as president is due to complete in 3309, but no one's taking bets about whether Hudson will stay on for another 8 years. President Hudson is all about free trade and the corporations. He hates slackers, which is why there's no welfare in the Federation. He hates taxes, which prevent growth. He loves the military and was secretly quite pleased when Imperial Admiral Denton Petraeus cancelled the London Treaty, allowing Hudson to fund the building of more and better Farraguts, all the better to counter the threat from the evil Empire. Hudson encourages public respect for the military by just occasionally reminding civilians what the military can do for them. Hudson funded the development of the Pacifier Fragment Cannon, which gives a long-range tight cone of damage. Fire one of those into a crowd of rioters and they pretty quickly learn respect for the military. As well as funding military spending and selling weapons at a discount, Hudson's other hobby remains big game hunting. Not only can he ride a horse shirtless, he can wrestle a bear into submission and kill a variety of endangered species in a selection of interesting and exotic ways. One of the delights of being a guest of President Hudson is sitting round the campfire on one of those hunting trips, eating some exotic and possibly non-poisonous creature that Hudson has killed and cooked himself. Tune in next week for another of the galaxy's powerful people.